You know, as a guy who's dealt with anxiety problems his entire life, you try not to put yourselves in situations where you're going to make yourself feel like shit. My name is Chris Johnson, and I usually stay out of situations where I'm going to make myself feel inadequate. Relationships. There's a fucking big one. You feel inadequate in relationships. Maybe you stay out of situations where you feel self-conscious. Like, I'm not going to run around with my fucking shirt off. You know what I mean? A little self-conscious about that shit. You know? Not that I think I look bad. I'm just not... I don't think I've got the fucking physique. Having said that, you would think that I would stay out of any type of competition. Because I just don't want to fucking get my fucking ass handed to me. I don't want to fucking think about that. I don't want to fucking do something and I think, you know, I did pretty well at that. And then, you know, the results come in and you find out you got your fucking shit pushed in. Well, I haven't learned that lesson yet. I run. I like running. And usually, I would only do, like, the turkey trot. It's just fucking run where, like, 14,000 assholes go out in the cold on Thanksgiving morning and they fucking run in the streets. It's an 8K, so it's about 5 miles. I've been doing that the last few years. There's so many fucking people there, and it's so goddamn big, you kind of get lost in the crowd. And even if you do terribly, you can come in 9,000th place, and you can think, well, I beat 5,000 people, so fuck them. I did my first, like, other run recently. It was on like, a fucking Indian reservation. It was on Tuscarora land. It was a 10K, which is, like, 6.2 miles, which I can fucking do. Otherwise, I wouldn't fucking signed up. Now, I run multiple times a week, usually 3 times a week, and generally once a week, I go from, like, you know, anywhere from, like, 6 to 9 miles, right? And one big run. So, I knew I could fucking handle the 10K. That wasn't a fucking issue. What I didn't anticipate is to get fucking destroyed the way I did at the fucking 10K. I got the fucking headphones in my ears, I'm listening to music, and I got the fucking running app, and every fucking mile it tells you, like, hey, 1 mile down, this is your fucking time, right? And I ran, like, my first mile, I ran in, like, 8 minutes and 20 seconds, which is just fucking ridiculous. I've never fucking done anything like that before. It's, like, one of my fastest miles ever. And, like, people kept passing by me. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Then, like, the next mile came through, and I ran, like, the second mile in, like, fucking 9 minutes. So I'm, like, fucking 17 minutes, 2 miles in, and I'm still getting fucking passed by everybody, and I'm starting to get pissed at this point. Like, what the fuck is happening here? You know, 3 miles in, 27 minutes, I'm still getting fucking blown by. Like, what the fuck is good? Where the fuck did you people come from? Who fucking brought in all these goddamn ringers? This isn't a professional run. This isn't a professional race. There's a fucking 10K. Like, average schmucks like me can fucking sign up for this shit. Who the fuck are all these assholes? Nothing will sap your fucking confidence more than doing a goddamn run. I finished fucking 85th out of 115. 85th. I looked at the results, I was like, son of a bitch, 85th? I'm 34 years old. You know who beat me? Some fucking 74-year-old man. He beat me by 30 fucking seconds. I remember when he ran past me. His fucking tits were flopping all over the place. Just, what the fuck? God damn it, old man. How the fuck are you doing this? Am I fucking running in mud? Am I in fucking quicksand here? I'm on a goddamn treadmill. The fucking scenery is moving. I'm seeing the scenery move, and I'm also seeing people just fly by me at a rapid pace. I got fucked. I got fucked hard in that race, and nobody even gave me a set of roses. You'd think if you were going to bend me over and fuck me in the middle of the street, you'd at least romance me a little bit, right? Maybe give me some lipstick or some fucking makeup, some shit like that. If you're going to fuck me, at least I want to look good for you. Everybody kept fucking flying by me. Like, fucking, I took a look at the results. That fucking 74-year-old man beat me. Like fucking 15 people in their fucking 60s beat me. Think about that. In their fucking 60s. These people fucked me raw in that race. I averaged under 10 minutes a mile, which for me is fucking fantastic. The odds of me fucking running over 6 miles with under a 10-minute mile it's fucking insane. I rarely fucking do that. I was fucking running at a rapid pace, and I was still getting my ass kicked. I was so fucking slow compared to the other assholes that they have, like, an awards ceremony for, like, the fastest runners. I missed it. I didn't finish in time. The awards ceremony was supposed to start at, like, fucking 10. It was fucking over by the time I got there. They thought so little of me that I didn't even get to see the fucking awards ceremony. I didn't even get to fucking see it. Look, if I want to get embarrassed, I'll just call the fucking last girl I dated and see if she wants to hang out again. If I want embarrassment, I'll do that. You know what else is bad about these fucking races? It's like everybody, like, fucking cheers you on. Like, there'll be people on the side of the streets and they'll, like, clap when you walk by. Like, stop it. I'm not six. I don't need your fucking encouragement. I mean, I'm gonna fucking finish the goddamn thing. They'll say like, well, hey, at least you finished. Well, I mean, unless I die on the goddamn course, I'm gonna fucking finish eventually. Don't fucking clap for me. The only saving grace for me when I do those races is my attire. I wore a fucking skin-tight Captain America t-shirt, or compression-like workout shirt, whatever the fuck you want to call it, so tight you can see my fucking tits sticking out, and I just walked around that place like a fucking boss. There was some fucking woman in the street, and she had a camera. And I noticed the camera. This is about at like mile 6, so I'm worn out, I'm pissed. But I started, you know, posing for the camera. That woman posted those pictures online. I found that shit. I'll post them up for you. I'll post that shit on the old Twitter feed at Johnson Hatey. You can check that shit out. See me in my sexy Captain America garb. I'll have new episodes coming on Sundays and Wednesdays as well. Every episode's on Podbean, the main hub. You can go to the website. You can go to the app or download the app, whatever the fuck it is that you do. I'm on Apple Podcasts too and Google Play.